This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Barnes. The storm Isaiah is now a post-tropical cyclone after leaving it dead and more than 3 million customers without power. The storm came ashore Monday night in North Carolina as a Category 1 hurricane and then weakened as it quickly moved up the East Coast. Two people were killed by a storm-spawned tornado in North Carolina. Three were killed by falling trees in Maryland, New York City, and Delaware. Another person died when her car got caught in floodwaters in Pennsylvania. The storm now dissipating over Canada. Republican Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves yesterday issuing a new executive order mandating state residents always wear a mask when leaving their homes. And
I will sign an executive order that requires the use of masks by all adults and all children in our schools.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Negotiations continuing towards a new coronavirus relief package, and here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is part of the Democratic negotiating team. He says he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are standing firm on what he calls a big, bold response.
A skinny bill that just touches on one or two of the many problems. A bill that says if we have a million starving kids who aren't getting fed, we should compromise and feed half of them. That doesn't work.
The Senate's top Republican, Senator Mitch McConnell, says his caucus, although fragmented, is not likely to support a bloated package.
The death toll's over 100 now after a massive explosion rocked Beirut, Lebanon yesterday. Lebanese officials blaming the blast that injured around 4,000 on 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at that site for years. You can find us online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Another artist takes action against President Trump for using his art. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Neil Young has filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against President Trump's re-election campaign, alleging that the musician's songs were used at rallies without Young's permission. The complaint, filed in U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York, alleges that Donald Trump for President used Young's songs Rockin' in the Free World and Devil's Sidekick at numerous campaign events, most recently at the June 20th rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The suit states, "This complaint is not intended to disrespect the rights and opinions of American citizens who are free to support the candidate of their choosing." Young's attorney, Robert Besser, wrote that the singer-songwriter is seeking to have Trump barred from using his songs at future events. The suit is also seeking statutory damages.
And the U.S. Census Bureau is stopping its count ahead of schedule. The 2020 census will conclude on September 30th, as officials say they want to crunch the numbers so they can meet a December 31st deadline. But only 6 out of every 10 households in America have been counted so far. The new deadline means there are less than 2 months left to collect that information. You can collect information about us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day and being in the flow of the know, because look, we bring the experts here to keep the fruit, the truth front and center here, because without the truth, we are rudderless. And I know in some cases, James Hurston, this has been the experience of too many Americans. They're just saying, hey, look, I've lost sight of vision. I have no idea. We just seem to be going round in circles here right now.
Yeah, I mean, they think you can't handle the truth, but we can't, of course.
Yes. Right.
The amazing thing is how many lies the American people are being told. You know, being told that people that are rioting and burning and looting and now burning Bibles and pigs' heads and flags are, quote, peaceful protesters, close quote.
Yes.
And people are being lied to about the hydroxychloroquine.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Fauci really has destroyed his credibility because he comes out and criticizes the Henry Ford study as flawed when in 2005 he called hydroxychloroquine a miracle drug and a vaccine. The equivalent of a vaccine for treating SARS-1.
Exactly.
The coronavirus we're battling is SARS-2. And it just turns out, and these are the same people, of course, lying to us over and over again. They lied to us about the Russian collusion story, the Ukrainian hoax, the viability of the Steele dossier. So they claim that lies are the truth,
mm-hmm.
and they claim that which is true are lies.
Right.
It's a very strange combination.
Well, it's strange and dangerous, like the conversations that take place over the weekend with Chris Wallace. I just could not believe that he would allow Tammy Duckworth and Karen Bass to make the statements unqualified, without merit, talking of the president and things that are clearly, I mean, if you have any understanding of the truth and the facts of the matter, their statements ring hollow. And what's so dangerous is these are two on the short list of vice presidential candidates for the Democratic Party. And they're talking about unifying when their rhetoric disunifies. I mean, what they're putting out there doesn't even align with 50% of America. How does that possibly unify?
No, it doesn't. And under any normal circumstance, Tammy Duckworth would have taken herself out of the possible running as a VP choice by the lies that she basically said. So, but we're not living in normal times. And part of the reason for that, and I've said this on your show before,
mm-hmm.
it's because of the way that the Democrat Party and other institutions and corporations, including sports, whose ratings are in the toilet, are viewing Twitter. They're viewing Twitter as legitimate. They're viewing Twitter as representing America, and that's what Barry Weiss, the woman that resigned from the New York Times, said, is that she didn't realize that Twitter was on the masthead of the New York Times, that they're the editor. Mm-hmm. And this is really, you know, Ocasio-Cortez is a creature of Twitter, and I do believe that's why the Democratic Party generally is headed into the abyss. I think there are some people in the party that realize that they are out of touch with the vast majority of Americans, and they are being led by the nose by a very vociferous minority, the kind of people that are burning Bibles, and they realize that. So what they're doing is they know the only way they can win is to cheat. And they've known this for years because they've been arranging taking away representative democracy and the vote for more than a decade all over the country. And it's manifest right now in Nevada, which is, in fact, a swing state, which is now a purple state, where they're putting into place voting rules that involve mail-in voting, ballot harvesting, and the ability to fill out the mail-in ballots, a third party fill it out.
Yes.
Meaning the voter doesn't fill it out. And so if this is not a formula for fraud, you know, I don't know what it is. It's a roadmap for fraud.
Mm-hmm. And well, it works very effectively in California. Look what happened there. How many? You had, what, six, seven definitive red districts get turned over in one voting cycle? I mean, that's impossible. And the only way that that can happen is you've got to cheat to make that happen. And it's stuff that's smelly, and even still, as you and I discussed before, it was determined that at least 3 million names had to be cleared up from, you know, the voting ledgers, and all they could get California to kind of admit to was 1.5, and they've done very little to even clean up that 1.5 million voters that, you know, need to be, that they've agreed are invalid, but they still remain because, you know, all this is about numbers. I mean, we already know the state of California has six additional congressmen that are, you know, U.S. congressmen that are part of our government because of these, you know, illegal numbers that they, illegal immigrants that they count, and all the other shenanigans they do. They're the best ones. I think Florida only has one. Texas may have one. But California, six? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. If we go back to the year 2000 when Al Gore wrongfully contested, it was the first time this had really happened this way in a presidential election. He contested the election that George W. Bush had won. He contested it in Florida. Citizens poured out into the places where people were engaged in fraudulent vote counting. They were using the hanging chads, meaning there were little pieces of cardboard that they then used to infer, create a vote where none existed. In other words, the Florida recount was being done by people that wanted to change the result of the election. So they called them the Pocket Protector Brigade, all these sort of nerdy people who were just ordinary people who flooded down and interfered with the recount and protested the recount. And we're going to need those pocket protector people in the state of Nevada, in the state of California, and the state of New York, and any other state. I mean, they're working on it in Ohio that sets up this fraudulent scheme. And the model for this, by the way, is the 25th District of California that had a special election.
Exactly.
A wonderful candidate, Republican Mike Garcia, who won by such a large margin that even all the stops pulled out, all the ballot harvesting and all the fake ballots couldn't change the result. That's what we have to do. We have to make sure not only that we're registered, that we personally, everyone listening to the Bill Martinez Show, votes.
Exactly.
But they go out and get their family, their friends.
We've got to go to break. More from James after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're back with James Herson talking about the need. I mean, it is a clarion call, ladies and gentlemen, to vote. We can't have numbers that have been the case previously where, like, even amongst Christians and Catholic churches and members of the church today, James, we know that only 50% of them will even bother to register to vote, which is incredible to me because it is a mandate by God that they participate in government. You cannot disassociate. So that's shameful on its face right there. But of the 50 that register, we also know that only 50% traditionally of those that register will actually vote. You know, so to your point, if we're going to push back in such a degree and make sure that they can hear me now, hear us now, this is the way for us to speak clearly to those antithetical malintent forces that want to do away with the great American experiment, do we not?
Yes, absolutely. The evangelical vote, the Catholic vote, the Mormon vote, people of faith, the sincere, Orthodox and conservative Jewish vote, it's got to come out in mass, because this president has been the best advocate of religious freedom.
Mm.
He has been the best advocate for life in the history of this country. Evangelicals, Catholics, Mormons, others care about these issues. And if anything would wake you up, it would be this. The police walking through a park in Portland come across a live pig. They've not seen live pigs. The pig was asleep. They said, well, we've heard of pigs being pets. So they put in a really nice little post on the official Twitter account for the Portland police saying, hey, there's this pig somebody left behind. If there's an owner, they put in a phone number. The cops were smiling with the pig.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks later, what that pig was an ominous sign.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we saw with our eyes, thanks to a Twitter user that put it up, is we saw the head of a pig wearing the hat of a police officer sitting on a flag being burned.
Yes.
And then the next night, we saw people bringing stacks of the Holy Bible to incinerate the sacred scripture. If that doesn't wake up everyone that these acts have been enabled and abetted and encouraged by the Democrat Party, by Democrat office holders. And this is an affront to us, and it's a wake-up call for us. And so that has to motivate evangelicals, Catholics, Christians, everyone that holds the Holy Bible in the proper perspective as the Word of God.
Amen.
That burning, that these individuals, that burning has nothing whatsoever to do with protest of police brutality. That burning has everything to do with hatred for the fundamentals of the American system, which happen to be built upon the Judeo-Christian principles set forth in that holy book.
Again, I'm reminded, and I keep using this this phrase from Ronald Reagan. It was at an ecumenical prayer breakfast in Dallas, Texas, back in the 80s, when he said, if we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. James, the 99% cannot allow this to happen. You know, it is time to warrior up, battle up, get some courage, and stand against this anarchy that is in our streets. They do not speak for the majority of America, but the forces and again the Democrats are notably silent, and this is what people need to understand. The Democrats, the mainstream media, these forces that, hate Trump so much and hate the deplorables of the land are resisting. They are fighting against our constitutional right. And this is what, God's on trial here. Our U.S. Constitution, our founding principles are all on trial. And all it requires is for good men to remain silent, and we're going to be in trouble.
Oh, absolutely. This, BLM and Antifa are globalist Marxists.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot implement their ideas, these so-called utopian ideas,
mm-hmm.
without the destruction of freedom. That's
right.
The only way they can implement them.
And God is the source of that freedom. So that's what they're trying to destroy. And if we allow them to destroy our relationship with God, because this is what this is all about, the bottom line, James. The reason that our country is being shaken, not only our country, but the world is being shaken, is because I believe God is calling the question, are you with me or are you against me?
Oh, absolutely. No, and look, we are people of faith, so we worship, we pray, we exercise our faith, but our faith also spurs us to carry forth our duties as citizens. As you pointed out, Scripture is very clear that we must also carry out our duties of citizenship. In America, the sovereign is us. There is no king in this country. We are the sovereign. And our sovereign duty is to vote. So we must do that. We must also pray. We must be prayer warriors, because our prayers created a miracle in 2016, and yes, will create a miracle in 2020, but we have to fulfill our duty, do our part, and that doesn't mean just our own vote. We have got to make sure that our family is registered and ready to vote, and we have to explain to them why they have to vote against the avatar.
Exactly.
Against the meat puppet, against the Communist Party, the globalists, and the Marxists, the Communist Party of China.
Right.
It now controls the NBA, Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat Party, and much of academia. And we can't let it control anymore.
Right.
So in addition to getting off of TikTok, we've got to get people to vote the right way and do everything we can to have a historically large turnout that will take care of their cheating attempts.
Well, James, you said something very powerful, and I hope the people caught this, and that is the fact that it is a fact that we are sovereign. We can't blame Joe Biden. We can't blame Donald Trump. We are sovereign. And because we're sovereign, we're responsible. And we are going to face the consequences, just like we're facing the consequences right now. It's not like suddenly in 2020 we were sovereign. This is from day one. This is what our founding fathers had designed in the U.S. Constitution. But we have subordinated our sovereignty to these political elites and these forces, these globalists, that now are showing their true colors. And that is, they have no interest in the American dream. They have no interest in what America stands for. What they are hoping for and what they are pushing for is a globalist government that is godless and that will absolutely obliterate this American dream.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, religion, God, faith are an enemy of the globalist Marxist worldview. And we see the way every single country that puts the system into the government, it persecutes the free exercise of religion, as China does, where we have all kinds of pastors and priests in prison or in slave camps, and even Muslims are treated. I mean, look,
exactly.
It's ironic. The NBA is putting up BLM signs all over the place, but they're kowtowing to the nation of China, where there is actual slavery today. And if that's not doesn't prove how ridiculous this virtue signaling to the
it's brainless activity, James. That's what this comes down to. We're smarter than this.
News.
Well, he's the best-selling author, media and legal analyst, James Herson, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Bill.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-371-5142. 800-371-5142. 800-371-5142. That's 800-371-5142.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The storm Isa E is now a post-tropical cyclone after leaving at least six people dead and more than 3 million customers without power. The storm came ashore Monday night in North Carolina as a Category 1 hurricane and then weakened as it quickly moved up the East Coast. Two people were killed by a storm-spawned tornado in North Carolina. Three were killed by falling trees in Maryland, New York City, and Delaware. Another person died when her car got caught in floodwaters in Pennsylvania. The storm now dissipating over Canada. Republican Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves yesterday issuing a new executive order mandating state residents always wear a mask when leaving their homes. And
I will sign an executive order that requires the use of masks by all adults and all children in our schools.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, is that question before us constantly these days? I mean, our liberties are being impacted here, and they continue with this next story being brought to us by the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action and columnist for the Washington Times, Jenny Beth Martin, joins us. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Always good, particularly talking about this topic here. This is incredible what's been going on. The frontline doctors get together in the White Coat Summit that you and I have been talking about the last couple of weeks and to discuss COVID-19. I mean, why shouldn't doctors come together and share their, more than anecdotal experience or theoretical? This is practical experience that's happening in their practices with the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine. But there is such a concerted pushback against hydroxy that it's rather suspicious, how they're pushing back. And I've maintained that all you have to do is follow the money. You've got a product that is, I think hydroxy is something like $8-$10, a treatment, versus remdesivir, for example, which Dr. Fauci has some interest in, oh, by the way, which, is going to cost the patient something like $3,000 per dose. And hydroxychloroquine, anecdotally, and what's been reported time and again in other research studies and in practical application, is this doggone thing's working? But suddenly it's not working according to the opinionators. And on top of that, Big Tech says, no, it doesn't agree with the WHO. And so all of a sudden now the WHO, which we could trust so much because they've been so trustworthy all along, Jenny Beth, they've been so upfront. They haven't protected the Chinese. They've given us nothing but, qualitative and credible data. So, our souls, our spirits, our whole being should be, should go along with the WHO, right?
Definitely not. We definitely should not do that. But even with, if you ignore what the WHO is saying and you look at some of what is on the FDA's website, you see that that the FDA is really confusing the issue on hydroxychloroquine. It is legal and allowable and common practice for doctors to prescribe FDA-approved drugs in what is called off-label usages, meaning for a use that is not specifically written on the FDA-approved label for the drug. It's important to do this. It builds into the knowledge of the body of knowledge for the medication. With hydroxychloroquine, it is a 65-year-old FDA-approved drug, so it is legal and lawful for doctors to prescribe it off-label as they think is right for their patients. Mm-hmm. The problem is that the FDA has done some things and said some things related to hydroxychloroquine, a drug that over the course of 65 years, only 50 people have died from. Over the course of 65 years and billions of doses of it being given, more people have died of Tylenol deaths, I think, every year than have died over the course of time with this particular medication. But, and I'm not bashing on Tylenol, I'm just putting it safer. But the FDA is implying that this particular medication is not a safe medication, and that is causing a lot of confusion, and that's where we've got some issues. But it's also what Facebook and Google and others are using to as an excuse to censor us.
Exactly.
And it's really concerning, the censorship that's gone on.
Well, what about right to try, Jenny Beth? That's
yeah,
still in play, isn't it?
Right to try.
Yeah, it's still in play.
It should be there, and also it's an FDA-approved drug, so you've got two things going for you. And the idea is not to give it at the end of life, like right before you might die, because they don't think that's when it's going to be effective. The idea is to give it before you even are really exhibiting symptoms to prevent you from going into the hospital and prevent you from then dying. And it has to be taken with other medication. It is not just hydroxychloroquine alone.
Right, exactly. Not to be confused, and if you're thinking like those knuckleheads that thought, they heard the chloroquine and they thought they could use some sort of, aquarium cleaner or something? It's like, no, that's not what it is. Make sure you know what you're taking, along with the Z-Pak and zinc. And, you know, I think is the dosage, or at least the recommended modem that they've been using, that has proven to be quite effective. You know, you're talking 50 people, but then, you know, the next follow-up question is, of those 50 people, I mean, what kind of comorbidities were we talking about? Were they, were there other complications? But right now, see, this is the problem with some of this data, is they're using it to fit their particular agenda and to argue. But even at 50 people, with all the billions of doses that have been handed out, 50 is like, it's so minuscule, it's laughable to even bring that up.
Yeah, it really is. It's a very, I'm puzzled by what's happening with this drug, because I've just never seen anything like it. I've talked to doctors who say they've never, ever seen anything like this in their entire practice of medicine. One of the things that really worries me is now these big tech platforms are saying, well, the speech isn't approved, and we're going to delete it because the government website does not affirm what you are saying. It's about science, and it's about medicine, and it's about doctors giving their trained medical profession. I'm not a doctor. I brought doctors to DC to help them have a platform to get their message out.
Yes.
But if we can't have that kind of scientific debate, where are we left in our country? And I sure don't want big tech or anyone in the media going, well, your speech is only allowable if it's what the government says is allowable. That is scary to me.
And we know the government has been all over the place on COVID-19. They give high watermarks, to Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, but they've not been, 100%. This is a very dynamic issue. The thing that's been fairly consistent has been hydroxychloroquine. I mean, to the point that even the president used it as a prophylaxis. And I think other people are getting access, to the drug. Jerome Corsi and his organization organization, they have the ability through a telemed program to get people hydroxychloroquine if they want to do it. And that's fine. You know, that's it's available. But, yes, this is pushback. But I maintain, again, as I said in the opening, Jenny Beth, with all this stuff, just follow the money. I mean, the money that's involved here, I mean, there is a reason that we're being pushed away and discouraged from it. And I see just on the top line, because they're pushing remdesivir nonstop, two things. It's $3,000 a dose versus $10 a dose, hydroxychloroquine. And also you've got Dr. Fauci, who is not a government official. People think that he works for the government. He doesn't work. He's independent. This guy has patents up the yin-yang on all these different formulas and stuff, and he's just hoping. You know, he and Bill Gates are just hoping and praying that the government will finally, it'll get to that point where they endorse this one item that they have their tentacles wrapped in, and you're talking a windfall profit that is, you know, beyond belief.
Yeah, it is really, really concerning. And one of the doctors who was there last week, Dr. James Todaro, has done some research on that. And he has a website called Medicine Uncensored. People can go in and read the research that he has done following the money. And also, we can't even see, from what I have been told, because we've been looking, we can't even see Dr. Fauci's financial disclosures. They're confidential. I think that the public has an interest in knowing where his financial, what is going on with his financial disclosures.
Well, we've got to get this doctor on with us to talk about it. Medicine Uncensored, is that .com?
Yeah, I'll make sure.
Please.
I'll follow up with that for you.
Yeah, please get, and what's his name again, Jenny Beth?
James Todaro, T-O-D-A-R-O.
Todaro. Okay, good. We've got to get him on to, you know, keep our audience informed as to what's going on. And the other thing is we've got to put pressure on our government to quit allowing big tech to run our lives and have this kind of control. This was never intended. This violates our First Amendment right. And they've got to be pulled back, don't you think?
I completely agree. Absolutely.
She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action and columnist for the Washington Times, Jenny Beth Martin, right here. Jenny Beth, where can they go for more information? We've got 5 seconds.
TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Thank you, Jenny Beth.
This is sponsored by Amazon. School may look different this year, but Amazon still has everything you need, no matter where you're learning. With convenient shopping, low prices, and wide selection, Amazon's Ready for School store is a one-stop shop for digital learning resources and essentials, from pens and pencils to tablets and t-shirts. Thanks to Amazon Smile, customers can complete their school shopping while giving back to those in need, all at no cost to you. Colleen Waldron, Amazon spokesperson, discusses ways to donate.
Amazon Smile is a simple way to give back for those who want to make a difference without an added expense. Start your shopping at smile.amazon.com, and a portion of the purchase price of eligible items will be donated to your selected charity, with over 1 million charities to choose from. For those who want to make a monetary donation, you can do so with any Alexa device. Simply say, "Alexa, I want to make a donation," to get started.
Visit smile.amazon.com/readyforschool to give back while checking off your school supply list.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625. with a 2.64% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're going to be talking with Melissa Korn, Wall Street Journal reporter and author of Unacceptable, Privilege, Deceit, and the Making of the College Admissions Scandal. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Wow, what a project to take on. I mean, this had to be fascinating as you got into it. Of course, this gained so much national attention, this college admissions scandal. Were you immediately drawn to this?
Absolutely. I cover higher ed for the journal, so college admissions is kind of what I live and breathe. Mm-hmm. But this really was just an extraordinary case to follow and to break developments on. And we knew from, my co-author and I knew from a very early point that this would be, have the makings of a fascinating kind of deeper dive than you can get into in just a newspaper article or two.
As you say, you've been on the pulse of this through your career. So when you started getting wind of this, were you surprised?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to surprise me at this point, but some of the developments in the case, some of the specifics, the complexity of the scheme really were quite shocking. And I think hearing from some of the families who were involved in it and hearing them kind of explain why they did what they did and expose this really warped worldview of what it means to be successful and why your kid's success reflects on your success as a parent. I think that part was also quite shocking to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you see this happening all the time. I mean, people with money, I mean, they want, they figure they got money, and if they can take advantage, why not, and pass it on to the next generation?
Right. There's so many different levels of privilege and inequity here. I think there's the more traditional ones of hiring an SAT tutor, mm-hmm. paying for your kid to go on a volunteer trip somewhere so they can put that on their resume. And then there's kind of another step up, being a legacy, having parents or grandparents donating millions to a university to give you, you know, a leg up in admissions. And then there's the stuff that happened in this scandal that was just so far off to that other side of that spectrum, but still somewhere on that spectrum with cheating on SAT and ACT exams and lying about being, you know, star athletes so you can be recruited and get into a school that way.
Right, exactly. 50 people criminally charged. Is that all there is, or are there more stories yet to be told here?
Yeah, so there were 50 people charged when this first scandal, the scheme, the operation was first announced back in March of 2019, which feels like a long time ago now, much simpler time perhaps. But they charged 50 people to begin with. There have now been 55 people in total. Charges came out against a handful of additional parents since then. And listen, prosecutors have said repeatedly that the case was ongoing throughout this whole time. There were other families caught up in this that haven't been charged and that mm-hmm. may never be charged for whatever reason, evidence wasn't quite strong enough or they cooperated or things like that. But, I think it would be naive to say that Rick Singer, the mastermind of this scheme, was the only guy cutting corners and finding loopholes and corrupting the system.
That's what I guess I was referring to, is how many other Rick Singers out there, the storied college counselor that you write about.
Yeah, we get into it in the book a little bit of a couple of other people who have tried to really either fleece unsuspecting and wealthy and overly competitive parents, or who ran cheating rings, things like that. So there's definitely have been some others that have been caught, and there are likely, sadly, many more that aren't caught.
Was Singer, you say the mastermind, was he kind of the lone ranger on this deal, or was there a supportive network that made this happen? I mean, to do something like this, I mean, this is short of genius.
Right. There's something almost impressive about it. So Singer was definitely the one in charge who ran the mechanics of the whole operation, but he had full-time employees for his business, including for his legitimate legal counseling business, because he did have kind of run-of-the-mill college counseling clients this whole time while also doing these side-door deals and cheating schemes. So he definitely had a bunch of lieutenants, many of whom have been criminally charged, some of whom have pleaded guilty, and it really wouldn't have worked if he didn't have very well-placed partners at universities, at various high schools, people who ran the testing sites, a proctor. He could not have pulled this all off entirely on his own.
Yeah, there was a lot of payouts, wasn't there?
There certainly were. Millions and millions and millions of dollars of payouts to Rick Singer, and then from him and often through his charity to college coaches or others, under the guise of a charitable contribution.
We're talking with Melissa Korn, her new book, Unacceptable. It goes a deep dive into this definitive story, tracing the rise and ruin of the largest scam of its kind ever prosecuted by the Department of Justice. Melissa, who is Rick Singer?
Rick, he's a fascinating guy, incredibly competitive, high energy, intense, but also charismatic and very friendly and sociable. He grew up outside in the Chicago suburbs. His parents got divorced when he was young, and he was always kind of a little bit less well off than the people around him in his community, and there seemed to have been a bit of a chip on his shoulder from that helped fuel a lot of his actions later in life. Potentially. He worked as a basketball coach, and then he made the shift into becoming a college counselor out in Sacramento, really in the late 80s, early 90s. Took a little detour to do work at a call center company that he came across through his college counseling clients, and then he went back into college counseling and just got bigger and bigger, moved down to Orange County, California, and connected with more and more really wealthy, really competitive clients.
And so the genesis of this whole scheme came to a head and started coming together when he was in Southern California, correct?
There are some hints of it before then, actually. And we talk about in the book this example of somebody who bought one of Singer's early college counseling companies back in the 90s. in the very late 90s, early 2000s, said, you know, when he got the list of clients and started talking to some of them, he was surprised to hear some say, oh, you know, Rick worked with my older kid and he wrote the essay for us. I'm assuming you'll do that same for the younger one. So there were some hints of some
impropriety. Yeah, right.
Exactly. From a pretty early stage. But the federal case really dates back mainly to around 2008.
Mm-hmm. So this was a total holistic approach to getting your kid in there. If there was an essay needed to be written, or you know, some help with the SAT test or whatever, you know, he approached this as like you said, as a business,
service.
Right? Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Full service cheating. I love this. Yes, right.
I mean, his company had a finance guy, a bookkeeper. He had somebody who helped coordinate calendars. He had a number of contracted essay coaches who did kind of the legitimate stuff of sitting down with a student and talking through, okay, what should your personal statement be about? Oh, let's rejigger that. I think you need a comma there. Like, he had all of those people working for him as well, and he would also help families plan their college tours, you know, figure out what schools to visit when and connect them with people if he knew them at the campuses, and he did it all.
and if you've got means and you've got money, this guy's the perfect guy for you, right?
Absolutely. If you've got means and money and you think that there's only one path to success, right? He really found his best partners, if you will, his best clients, in those families where going to a state school wasn't necessarily deemed successful, deemed appropriate, deemed good enough.
Exactly.
And you had to bend things to get to Georgetown or USC or Stanford.
Exactly. We've got a couple of minutes left. I want to talk about the parents and the kids. Give us a quick summary of the parents involved here, their thinking.
Yeah, so, I mean, the parents, as you said, they're all quite wealthy. A lot of people in real estate development and entertainment and lawyers and doctors and, you know, the one percenters, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them have, those who have pleaded guilty have said after the fact, you know, it was my own ego. I thought I was helping my kids, but it was really more about doing this for myself. I think there was so much focus on the prestige of these name brand schools, and it was so easy to buy into this idea that that was the only acceptable route. The kids, not all of them knew what was going on. Some of them were kept in the dark about their parents' machinations on purpose.
Right.
Some were brought in accidentally, and some were, a little bit more engaged. None of the children or teens were charged criminally in this. But the relationships between the parents and the kids is certainly complicated after all of, before the scandal broke. And then now, we've had a lot of parents kind of recall those moments when they first came back from being arrested, or the difficult days with their kids who just don't want to talk to them anymore and say, you know, why didn't you trust me? Why couldn't you believe in me? Why did you do this to me? That's going to be a long road back for those relationships.
Exactly. Melissa Korn, Wall Street Journal reporter, congratulations on the new book. It'll be linked on our website, available at all the usual places. Unacceptable, Privilege, Deceit, and the Making of the College Admissions Scandal. Melissa, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners who wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com.